Hey everyone, welcome back to Overthinking Detox. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you untangle those mental knots and find a little more peace in this crazy world. Now, if you ever feel like you're constantly trying to fit into a mold or like there's some invisible pressure to be someone you're not, well, you're definitely not alone. This is something I hear from so many people that struggle to find their authentic selves in a world that often feels obsessed with comparison and conformity. But guess what? You are unique, beautiful, and worthy just as you are. Today, we're diving deep into embracing your individuality and authenticity. It's about letting go of those limiting beliefs and stepping into the amazing person you were always meant to be. Get ready for a dose of real talk, some practical tips, and a whole lot of encouragement because this is your journey, and it's time to own it. Okay, so let's break it down. How many times have you felt that nudge inside you, that little voice whispering, "This isn't quite right," or "I want to do things my way"? Ever feel like you're constantly comparing yourself to others? You know that feeling when social media makes everything look so picture perfect and leaves you wondering if you're measuring up? It's easy to get caught up in the comparison game, but remember, everyone's journey is different. There's no one right path to success or happiness. Number one, stop comparing yourself to others. Seriously, it's a total waste of energy. You are on your own unique path with your own strengths, talents, and experiences. Focus on celebrating those things that make you, the quirks, the passions, the dreams that light you up. Next up, learn to say no without guilt. It's okay to set boundaries and protect your energy. If something doesn't align with your values or goals, don't feel obligated to say yes just to please others. Remember, saying no to things that don't serve you is actually a powerful way to say yes to yourself. Now embrace the power of vulnerability. Sharing your true self, your fears, your hopes, your dreams can be incredibly liberating and actually strengthens your connections with others. It takes courage to be vulnerable, but it's also what allows for real, authentic relationships to blossom. Don't be afraid to experiment and try new things. Life is all about exploration and discovery. Step outside of your comfort zone, take risks, and see where they lead you. You never know what incredible talents or passions you might uncover along the way. Finally, surround yourself with supportive people who celebrate you for who you are. Seek out those individuals who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and make you feel comfortable being your authentic self. Remember, the right people will embrace your quirks and imperfections because they see your true beauty and value. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years back, I was invited to speak at a conference about entrepreneurship. Now, I'm passionate about my work, but I also get nervous as heck speaking in front of crowds. There I was, surrounded by successful business owners who seemed so confident and polished. I started comparing myself, thinking, I don't belong here. But then, something clicked. I realized that everyone else was probably feeling some level of insecurity too. So I took a deep breath, embraced my nerves because let's be honest, they are a natural part of the process, and decided to just be myself. I shared my story honestly, talked about my challenges and triumphs, and even cracked a few jokes. The response was incredible. People connected with my authenticity, my vulnerability, and my willingness to share my journey. That experience taught me that being true to myself, flaws and all, is what truly resonates with others. So remember, you are unique, brilliant, and worthy of love and acceptance just as you are. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. Embrace your individuality, celebrate your strengths, and keep shining your light brightly. Ready to take action. First things first, spend a few minutes today reflecting on what truly makes you, you. Write down your passions, your dreams, your values, anything that feels authentically you. Next, share something real with someone you trust. Maybe it's a fear, a dream, or just a quirky thing about yourself that you love. Vulnerability builds connection. And finally, remember to be kind to yourself. This journey is all about growth and learning, so celebrate your progress along the way. And hey, don't forget to subscribe to Overthinking Detox so you never miss an episode packed with more tips and tools to help you find a quiet mind and live a life you truly love. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.